We're now listening live. We're on air with Seth.
I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball will stop. Nigga never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be
okay.
Yo,
that's right. Hey, what you gonna do? On air with Sir, we are live right now. DJ Good Vibes is in the building. What up, Good Vibes?
What up, what up, what up?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling amazing.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy live Unsigned Hype.
Yes, this is our first live for Unsigned Hype, man. And you know what, man? It's because of all your hard work that we even here, brother.
Yo, thank you, man.
Thank you, brother.
I love it. And
thank you, brother. That's right. DJ Good Vibes.
I look forward to doing more of it, man. I love it. I love it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Pearline B by my side. What up, Pearl?
What's up? How you doing? How you feeling, bro?
I'm good. I'm good. How was your day?
It was stressful.
It was good. Stressful?
Yeah. You know I work at a bank and it was the third of the month today, bro.
Third of the month? Why is that a thing?
Okay, when you get over 60, you understand. But
tell me. I'm interested now.
That's when you get your social security check for the whole month.
Oh, on the third.
On the third.
For the whole month.
For the whole month.
Hey, more money, more problems. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We are live right now. All right, Bach. Hey, Bach is in the studio. What up, Bach?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, man. Bach is new to the team, Pearline V.
Yo, you know what? But I'm upset right now.
What's up? Talk to us.
But, okay, so Bach just joined, right?
Uh-huh.
He doing his thing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He got his shirt.
Uh-huh.
Good vibes.
Good vibes. The program director.
The program director. Who been with us for like a year or
right.
so, right?
Forever. He been with us forever.
Uh-huh. He got his little Bill Cosby shirt on today.
Yo.
And not the On Air with Sir brand on today.
Wow.
So I'm like, I'm trying to figure that out. What's going on, bro? What's up? You got your hair done. You ain't got the Frederick Douglass haircut no more.
Listen.
You got the nice real hair. But
that
you
shirt
ain't got
is
your
nice.
On Air with Sir shirt on.
But that shirt is nice, though. That's a nice shirt.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
That's
Thank
a nice shirt,
Good
Vibes.
But he's not rocking the brand on.
But he looked like a detective, though. You know, he's like a Miami
Hawaii
detective.
Hawaii 5-0, yo.
Yeah, Hawaii 5-0.
Look, gotta stay low profile sometimes. But nah, I'm just, you know what I mean?
He's smooth. That's
Look,
Good
man.
Vibes.
He looking That's like Sir's son.
That's DJ. Hey, yo, chill. Hey, yo, chill, yo. Chill, yo. My son would never look like that.
Yo!
No offense, Good Vibes. No offense,
Both
Good Vibes.
Both of y'all are violating
my son,
right now.
My son would never look like Good Vibes.
I don't
okay?
appreciate this yo. At all.
He
all
right. do look like him, though. Don't, just a little bit.
Don't
just
disrespect
bit.
The legacy. Listen. All right?
No, y'all both got the curly hair, you know, both light skinny. Y'all got the mustache.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Y'all uh-huh. got that smile, uh-huh. you know.
We done?
And then when you both try to be sexy, y'all face don't really look sexy, but I can tell that's y'all sexy
what?
Face.
She is disrespectful today. Disrespectful.
Yo.
Make my arm lose muscle tone.
Disrespectful. Muscle tone?
That's right, man. All right, listen, man. We got a special guest, Bach. Who we got in the studio?
Yeah. Hey, we got the Philly youth in the building.
Okay.
Cortez.
Okay.
He is here to represent his mental health business.
Okay.
He also has showcasing the youth.
A showcase.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's the youth representing the youth.
The youth representing the youth. Yes. I like that. Cortez, man, how you doing, man?
Yo, what's up?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, this is your first interview?
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm talking about, man. It is a pleasure, man. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, so real quick, man, how old are you, bro?
I'm 17. I go to Massey Charlie Lynn Fest campus.
Okay.
On 4th and Market.
Okay. All right. Nice. And these eyes, man. Like, do you hear a lot from the ladies, bro?
Yeah.
You do?
Yep. It's the only compliment I really get.
All right. Well, listen. We're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, we got more, man. Cortez is in the building. Don't go nowhere. It's on air with Sir.com. Let's
go. We're now listening live. We're on air with Sir. We'll be right back.
See, the difference with me, when I do what I'm doing, but I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV.
We're now listening live to On Air with Sir.
On Air with Sir right now. We are live in Philadelphia. Unsigned, hype, in full effect. Pearlene B by my side.
You know what it is.
Hey, DJ Good Vibes.
Yo, yo, what up, what up?
What's up, man? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great.
Hey, I like the vibe. I like the vibe, man. I like the shirt.
Thank you, thank you.
I like this shirt.
Thank
Pearl.
You. Thank
Pearl.
You.
Look like... at your father giving you compliments.
Hey, yo, chill, yo. Don't disrespect Good Vibes like that, man. That's a grown man shirt. You can't talk to him like
he
that.
He is a grown man, but I feel like you could have had him in high school. Like, I feel like.
What? I don't have no kids. Thank God.
I thought you said you wanted kids.
But I don't have any. Thank God I don't have any.
Oh, that you know of.
That's right. That's right. Pearlene B in the studio. What up, Pearl?
Hey, how you doing? How you feeling, people?
Yeah, we vibing. We vibing, man. We got a special guest. Cortez is in the studio.
Hey!
First interview ever. I like it. I like it. I like it, man. Yo, man, how did you find out about On Air with Sir, bro?
I found out about it. I looked online about it.
Okay.
And I know somebody that you hosted an event for.
Who?
Ja World 18.
Okay, 19. Ja World.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Ja World, yeah.
Shout out to Ja World, man. Rest in peace to Ja.
Oh,
yeah, rest
man.
In peace, Ja.
That's right, rest in peace, Ja. Yo, man, so you got a show coming up.
Yeah, Philly Showcase.
All right, tell us about this show.
So it's basically a talent show to represent the youth.
Okay.
And because so many teens have so much talent that they need to show. And the proceeds go to the Bridge of Philadelphia.
Okay, wait, what's that?
That's a nonprofit. Team mental health organization. So.
Oh, team mental health.
Mental
wait, hold
health.
On, hold on, yeah. hold on. What you know about like mental
this,
health?
Like, so
talk
like,
to us.
It's like so many teens in America. Uh-huh. We go through mental health, but we don't really talk about it because we don't feel comfortable.
Mm.
And it could be like for the parents, they don't know. They don't really know what to do. They don't know how to say things a lot.
Mm.
So it's really to spread awareness for mental health.
Got you. Now, like when you say mental health, you know, tell us what you mean. I mean, because you're 17, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about no mental health when I was 17.
At 17, they was calling it, oh, y'all just being teenagers. That's
right.
What they were calling it. You know what I mean?
Right, being teenagers. So, yes, please.
So mental health is like, what I mean by mental health is depression, anxiety, stuff around that nature that we go through in school and around in our communities.
Got you. And now, like, are you, like, a mentor around your block or something? Because you're talking about, you know, 17, talking about mental health. How did we get here, first off?
Well,
what happened?
Well,
I don't want to say what happened, like something had to happen, but but what happened to inspire you? What inspired you to do this?
Well, me, personally,
yes.
I dealt with mental health, and I have a lot of friends that have dealt with mental health, but they don't really talk about it, and I saw that firsthand before, and it
So when you say you deal with it, like, as far as what? Like, as far as depression and stuff like that, or as far as, like, anxiety or
anxiety
whatever?
Anxiety type of thing, gotcha. Yeah.
And, like, what would be a tip for you to other teens? Like, how, like, you know, like, you know, like, how do you handle your, like, rough days?
Talk to other teens because they're the only ones that's going to understand for real, for real.
Wow.
I like that. I like that, man. Seventeen.
He mature. 17,
what school you go to?
Mastery Charlie Linfest campus.
Okay.
On 4th and Market.
Okay, 4th and Market. I was about to say, where is that at?
I don't know schools like
It seems
that.
Like there's always a new charter school everywhere. Every
there
time
is.
You turn
well,
around.
Well, Linfest was the first ever Mastery Charter.
Oh, excuse us. Excuse us. Excuse us.
Originals.
Yo, man, so I got a question. So, like, have you seen a therapist yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, before, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't see my first therapist until I was in my 30s, yo. Like, wait, how old were you when you were?
I saw my first therapist in 7th grade.
What age
is
that? I don't
know. What, like 11, 12-ish maybe?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's when you fought. I mean, like, what were you talking about, toys?
No.
Oh my God!
Like, what are you?
You're so disrespectful.
No, I'm. Listen, man. When I was 11, what was I be talking to my therapist? I mean, well, no. You know what?
No, I was suicidal around that time. So
same.
Actually, I'm gonna keep it real. At 11, I probably would have been talking about my parents, bullying issues. I had a lot of bullying issues. I didn't know who to talk to about that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, who do you talk to? Right. Because you don't want to seem like a punk. Right?
True.
And then and also too, you don't want to seem like you're, like, you know, a troublemaker.
Right.
So you're trying to just be cool.
You don't want
to
be a tattletale.
You're just trying to be cool, you know what I mean?
I'm
just trying to be cool. Got you. Mm. Wow, man. All right. So one more again. Tell us about your show.
Philly Showcase is a talent show.
Okay, it's a talent show.
Yeah, it's different talents. I'm still recruiting talents at any time.
So, like, how can people sign up?
Go to www.thephillyshowcase.com.
Okay.
You can get tickets because tickets is on sale right now.
Nice.
You can sign up if you want, and if you use the code On Air with Sir, you get 50% off.
This young boy got his stuff together. Talk about if you use a code, we're on air. Nice.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Nice.
And it's January 16th, 2021, right?
Yes, 2021.
Gotcha. Wow,
social
man.
Social distance is in effect.
Is it still going to be affected January? I hope not.
I hope not, but we got backup plans.
There you go. That's how you have it.
He is ready. Yes. Like it.
Yo, big up to the parents, okay?
Yeah, shout out to my mom and my best friend.
He got a backup plan.
Yes. Like,
wow. All right, so, yo, let's kind of talk about you. Let's talk about, like, your future, man. I mean, so what are some of the things that you're into, that you're pursuing right now outside of this?
That's the thing. I like that being in 11th grade, you really don't know. It's like you choosing right now. And this is one of these things I'm choosing to be one, like an entrepreneur. Ever since I was growing up, I always said I wanted to be an FBI agent. But like then I said I wanted to be a SWAT officer. And then it just always changed.
So I remember those days.
I'm still looking. I'm still weighing out my options.
All right, yo, I got a question. Good vibes.
Uh-oh.
Yo,
what were you thinking about being when you was a young boy? Like when you was going through your list of stuff?
I really wanted to get into cars. I wanted to be an auto mechanic.
I was going to say you wanted to
you
be a car.
You look like an auto mechanic. You look like you would fix cars with that shirt
he
on.
Hey, Pedro. He'd be like,
shout
hello.
He's going to compliment me on my shirt.
I get your ignition. My name is Pedro. Like, that's how I feel.
Hey, yo,
like.
Chill, yeah.
Pedro.
No, that's not when you're a mechanic.
Wow, I'm paid on now.
That's crazy.
All right.
That's the most racist thing I've ever heard. All right. So, no, I don't know.
Dang,
I'm just
sorry
playing.
To my Spanish people.
I'm just playing. Yo, all right. So, like, you wanted to fix cars when you was a young boy.
Yeah, I wanted to go down south to Georgia Tech for automotive technology. That was
Georgia
my,
Tech. Well, he was Georgia serious. Tech he was serious.
Yeah, he looked it up.
He was serious. Yeah. Okay. I'm not mad at that. Pearline B?
Yes.
What did you want to do when you was younger?
I wanted to be in a WNBA.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They called me the female Shaq back in the day.
You learned something new about everybody.
Shooting in the gym.
But I actually did one time dunk on one of the boys in my neighborhood.
Ooh.
So, you know what I mean? I was better than Shaq. I could dunk. Wow. For real.
Hold out Shaq.
All right, so real quick, man, before we let you go, tell everybody how to find you online, bro.
You can follow my Instagram at _.motaz_, or you can go to Philly.showcase on Instagram.
All right, Philly.showcase.
Yeah.
Philly.showcase. Yeah. All right, I like that.
Damn, go
he got the tech. Same name on everything, too. See, he's a smooth guy.
Smooth.
Yeah.
This is a smooth, smart marketing guy right here, man. Cortez, thanks for stopping by,
Let me
man.
See you in 2 years when really you get grown you. Up a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, like 2 years. Give
Technically,
me like 2 years.
It's 1 year. I'm about to be 18.
It is going Woo! Down in the studio. What is
I'm
happening?
Just saying. That's how you get it. You start at the foundation. Okay.
What is happening? Goodbye,
oh my
man. What we got going
man.
On?
Yo,
goodbye.
Come on now. You know what our time it is. It's Travis Scott and Kid Cudi with the Scots, baby. Let's turn up.
On Air with Sir.com.
We're now listening live to On Air with Sir.
Let's go. We see the hype outside. Right from the house. Took it straight from outside. Straight to the couch. We put the mic outside. Edit shit out. We letting the scouts outside. We running the scouts. Ain't no control in the game. They never leave. I got tats over my veins. Cause that what I bleed. She drink a lot of the bourbon. Like she from the street. We got control of the flows in her. We heard that your wave went dry. We flooding the drought. Heard that your hood outside. We added some routes. We having the goods outside. Move it in and out. We letting the scouts outside. We running the scouts. Nigga, the cops outside. Yeah. Lock up the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
We keep the team on high.
Ooh.
Some gold in their mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, the Porsche outside.
Ooh.
With at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She one of my most outside.
Yeah.
Bringing the shots.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell these phony bitches beat it. With that Photoshop on body Adobe helmet. She in there making panini. She know I got all the bread, she know me. Got it. I'm a hustle, I've been busy. It's been a minute since my niggas done known it. Howdy. Cleveland boy, he make him pay. Yes, that Cleveland boy, he done made a way. Hey. Headed for somewhere to go. Anywhere, send them on these. Niggas don't know where to go. Gotta keep giving them heat. Time to go double though. Time to add up the mad.
And I've been dealing with so many things, having so many dreams. Let's go.
We're now listening live on LFC.